Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome back to the show, Diego.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. I'm trying to spend my holidays, but I'm always on board, you know. I'm always...
bless you. Well, thank you for giving us a bit of your holiday time. Just before I go into a couple of questions that we've already received, can you basically explain what the floor clause is?
What is the floor clause? Is a bank, you know, the mortgages which were sold between 2002 and 2010, all the Spanish bank mis-sold its mortgages, and they have a clause where it says, you know, it states that the mortgage never can go any farther than 3%. So all along all these last 10 years, the mortgage went down to 0% or even less, but the clients were still charging 3% or 4%, depending what it was including in the clause of every mortgage. So it means that the mortgage of all the clients never came down, and they have been paying the same amount for 10 years, basically, which, you know, is a quite a lot of money, you know, in comparison if you should have been paying 0% or 1% as the rest of the mortgages.
So the people that are valid could get some compensation, but obviously it's difficult. So that's where you come in, and you can help them to do that.
Well, if the mortgage has the disclosure, you know, and the mortgage were sold, you know, or the clients sold, signed the mortgage between 2002 and 2010, and they still can claim as long as, you know, the mortgage is still has been paying, you know, or has been paid off in the last 5 years. That's the deadline to make a claim against the banks. That, you know, in case the client has sold the property in the last 5 years, we can still claim. Or if the mortgage is still, you know, if the client is still paying the mortgage, we can still claim. That's the two scenarios we have for the claims. I don't know if you were able to, it's quite clear, but I mean, the process is quite straightforward, you know, and it needs, you know, just to get, you know, the lawyers to work in your case, in the cases.
Okay. Well, we've had a couple of emails in already. They came through yesterday evening. Peter in Orihuela said, is there a time limit for claiming back your refund? I think you've sort of just covered that.
Well, you have 5 years in the case that you have paid off your mortgage, you know, already. So it means, you know, if you pay the mortgage 5 years ago, you can still claim between 2018 and 2023. Still, we can claim. If you pay the mortgage 2017, we cannot claim.
Okay.
Is that clear? Is that understandable?
I do believe so, yeah. So it's between certain years. I get you.
But if the client is still paying the mortgage, we can claim any time. There is no restrictions.
Right. Okay. But you had to have had your mortgage between 2002 and 2012?
Yeah, that's right. That's when the clients or when the people bought the properties with a mortgage in Spain. That's the frame time, you know, I'm looking for those mortgages that they were completed in those years.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, this is an interesting question. Carol in Sotto Grande said, I have spoken with my bank and they have said that I should have read the terms and conditions more carefully and therefore I am not entitled to compensation. Is this true and can Diego help?
This is absolutely false.
Wow.
All the banks are either explaining to the clients that their case is already gone, or they have no chance, or their case, or there is no clause. The banks are not saying the truth to the clients. Okay, that's why you need to engage a lawyer. But, you know, if you have a floor clause in your mortgage, you are entitled to a claim, and the bank is not going to help you. It's not going to cooperate at all, all right? So do not trust, you know, what the bank manager is saying, because it's not correct.
That's terrible.
All right.
That's terrible.
It's terrible, but that's happening now, all right? Most of the banks are not acknowledging, you know, this clause. And all the most 99% of all the claims we do, you know, against the banks, they reckon that there is no claim. So therefore, we have to pursue the claim in court, you know, and in court we win the claim.
Yeah.
But the banks, in the first term, you know, they claim, you know, there is no way to defend or protest. So they try to persuade the clients not to claim.
Well, yes, I suppose it's in their best interests, isn't it? Because they don't want to have to pay out the money.
That's it. That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
So if Carol in Sotto Grande, who I'm sure is listening, will give your contact details out at the end. If she contacts you, then you will contact the bank on her behalf.
If you send me the email, yeah, I can contact, you know, her, and I can contact the bank. But we will need to check first the mortgage. I mean the content of the mortgage. Well, it takes 1 minute, okay?
Yeah. So what documents do people need to give you? I mean, in England we had deeds to the property. What do you need from Carol, for example?
I would need a copy of the mortgage deeds. But probably she doesn't have it, because that's the normal scenario.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, it's not really, I just need to know how much she was paying, you know, during the years 2018, 2019, 2020, all right, of previous years. Because if the mortgage payment was the same amount for 8 years, 7 years, then we have a clear case of floor clause, all right? When the mortgage payment hasn't variated, hasn't changed in 8 years, it means that the bank is not applying the right interest.
Okay. And is the actual procedure of sorting this out, does it take many, many months?
It's taking approximately 18 months.
Wow.
Sometimes, yeah, but it will, because we have to go to court, and the court, you know, there is a special court in Malaga just to handle with all these cases. And there's like a queue, you know, or there's a lot of claims at the same time. But, you know, if the mortgage is a qualifying mortgage for in terms of the claim, it's a matter of time to get the money on behalf of the clients. It's just time waiting, all right? But it's worth it to do the waiting, so the client can have his refund, you know, for all, let's say, you know, 8 years, 10 years of average of extra interest overcharged for years. We're talking about, you know, in a 200,000 euros mortgage, about 15,000 euros claim, plus legal interest, which is another 5,000. We're talking about approximately 20,000 euros more claim mortgage amount. So I think it's worth it to wait these 18 months, you know, to do. And furthermore, we don't charge any fee. We work on the basis of no win, no fee. All right.
Yeah, well worth it. It's well worth it, definitely. If you're entitled to the money, it's not just about the money. It's the, you know, morally, it's the principle, isn't it?
Well, it is, you know, because I know, I'm aware that, you know, in England and in Ireland, you know, the banks have the same cases, and they have refunded to the clients without the clients need to make a claim and to pursue the banks. You know what I mean? But yeah. Here is all the way around. The client has to chase the bank, chase, you know, the bank manager, chase the legal department. Then it's refused, it's rejected, and then the Taiwan lawyer has to be employed, engaged to carry on with the claim.
Yes,
but the client himself is not gonna success. All right, because you know we have all that experience, and most of our clients, you know, have gone through that process, you know, and they do the claim, but the bank, you know, rejects or refuses and makes up an excuse. So some of the clients believe it, but it's not true.
Yeah, that's where you need a lawyer to fight your battle for you.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
We've had a WhatsApp in, somebody who wants to remain anonymous. They don't want their name reading out, which is fine. But they said, Diego just mentioned about going to court. Do I have to go to court in Spain?
No, the lawyer is the one who has to go to court, all right? The lawyer acting on behalf of the client is the one who goes to court.
Great. Because I think that
so the client doesn't need to travel to Spain.
Great stuff. That's great stuff. Well, it's all interesting stuff. I think the best thing to do is to give your details out so that if people want to get in touch, because you can find out for them by just them giving you their mortgage documents. You can check whether they're entitled or not, can't you?
That's right. That's right. That's why we only need to check, you know, bankers' payments, you know, from the past years, past mortgage payments. And if they have the mortgage details, can much easier, you know. But I mean, just with the name of the bank, just listen what I'm telling you, just with the name of the bank and the year which the bank has been signed, I can tell you more or less if you qualify or not. Okay? Right. Because I know which banks, you know, were selling these mortgages. So, just with the name of the bank and the year of the signing of the mortgage, that more or less could be enough.
Okay, brilliant. So, what are your contact details, Diego?
My contact details is diego@fairwaylawyers.com.
Yeah.
Or my WhatsApp is 606-307-885.
Right. Well, hopefully a few people will be in touch, including Carol. Diego, as always, thank you very much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you. Enjoy your
holiday.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, and enjoy your time today, your afternoon.
Okay, take
Have
care.
Nice
bye bye.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.